welcome to the Blue Ridge Jimmy, you're in. Not a WG4MC, my name is Matt, and my location is Western Greenville County. In the interest of amateur radio, this net is called now at 9 p.m. for the W4NYK repeater. It's also via Echolate Node 545072. In the event of emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesars Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet above sea level. The repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed are on the frequency are invited to check in. During formal emergency traffic announcers or bulletins from NET, please call WG4MC or NET Control. In the roll call, I want to remind everyone this is directed at all stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, please check in your proper alphabetical group. When you check in, please keep your call sign phonetically. It's always appreciated. Name, location, and senior attention around the net for the IG portion. Before we start with our check-ins, let's start with the pre-check-in selection of the repeater, starting with KA3JCA, that's Richard, his wife Sally, KA4JCA. Their daughter Ashley, KA4ACL, and they also bring the Upstate Amateur Radio Club repeater, K3DOV, they're all in Simpsonville, KM4JWP, that's Brian Rutherford, W4SCM for NTR, N4IEI, ILNTR, his wife, K4XMR, Mel Prosperity, KI4LZI, Andy Table Rock, W2AMD, Andrew Sensaville, N4ASW, Tony Asheville, KO4ZEW, Ben Sensaville, KJ4UHF, Jack and Greenville, KM4BLH, Kurt Greenville, W4IOE, Sid Fletcher, K4OSH, Pat Malden, KE5WLL, Leroy and Taylors, K4ROW, Richard Greenville, K4IOM, Walt Evan, KB2BYQ, David Easley. Appreciate everybody using the pre-check-in function of the repeater this evening. Echolink stations only for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC.
Next control, please check in Kilo Oscar 4. Yankee, Hotel Yankee. Name is Jim. I'm in Greenville. Negative and negative. One question. Where's the fire? You talking at like 90 miles an hour.
WG4MC, please check in. Kilo, November 4. Romeo, Juliet, November. John, Brown Summit. No comment, no traffic. Mark me an announcer.
Blue Ridge Team Internet, I'd like to welcome KO4YHY, that's Jim Greenville. Appreciate talking by Jim. Then we have KN4RJN, John Brown Summit. Appreciate talking by John. All right, we'll start with our RF portion of the check-in. Tonight being Thursday night, we start with Quebec through Tango. Q30 for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC.
Please check in Kilo Delta 4, Sierra Romeo Romeo, Robert down in the lovely wild kingdom of Joanna tonight. I will be negative but listening. 73s.
BG4MC. Again, Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec Lima. Golf. This is Chris and Liberty, and I'll be negative and negative.
RON, Whiskey Delta 8, Romeo Oscar November. No traffic, no comments. I'll be monitoring.
To the Blue Ridge Team Internet, I'd like to welcome KD4SRR, that's Robert and Joanna. Appreciate stopping by, Robert. Then we got KO4. QLG, Chris and Liberty. Appreciate stopping by, Chris. Then we got Ed Brevard, WD8RON. Appreciate stopping by, Ed. Additional stations, Quebec through Tango, Q3T for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC. Alphabetical group, which will take us to the end of the alphabet, Uniform through Zulu, U through Z for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. If you'd like to check in, please call WG4MC.
Control, please check in, Kilo, Oscar 4, Zulu, Yankee X-Ray, KO4ZYS, this is Daniel Woodruff. I'll be negative, negative, listening in.
Please check in. Kilo, Mike 4, Zulu, Echo, Quebec. It's KM4ZEQ, Kyle in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative.
And KO4ZY, that's Daniel Woodruff. Appreciate you stopping by, Daniel. Then we have KM4ZEQ, Kyle in Simpsonville. Appreciate you stopping by, Kyle. Additional stations, Uniform through Zulu, U through Z for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. You're invited to check in with WG4MC. The Blue Ridge 2-meter net would like to slide down the net to alphabetical route, which will be Alpha through Delta. A3D for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. If you'd like to check in, please call WG4MC.
4MC. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike, Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont, and we'll all be negative and negative.
MC.
Please check in. November 4th, Delta, Juliet, Charlie, N4, DJC. Anderson, negative and negative. Good evening to everyone on the net.
4MC.
Please check in. Kilo November 4, Charlie, Hotel Yankee, KN4CHY, Keith and Seneca, negative and negative.
MC. Please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride Joy. We're at home in Easley, no traffic, no queue tonight. Good evening, Q Matt, all on the net. The Blue Ridge Team Internet would like to welcome KK4DMW, that's Rick, his wife Lorena, KK4ONO, and their daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ. They're all in Piedmont. Rick, please tell Lorena, Michelle, we said hello, hope y'all are doing well. So we got N4DJC, Mr. Jerry and Anderson, KN4CHY, that was Keith and Seneca. KI4DOS, Mr. Gary, and his wife, Joy, K3JOY, they make their home in Easley. Gary, please tell Joy we said hello, hope y'all are doing well. Additional stations, Alpha through Delta, A through D for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. You're invited to check in with WG4MC. The Blue Ridge 2 meter net will slide down the net's alphabetical route, which will take its echo through Hotel, E through H for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. If you'd like to check in, call WG4MC.
MC. Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HGX, that's Patrick in Penrose, North Carolina, and I will be in and out tonight, Matt. Thank you for calling the net.
For MC. This is W4 Foxtrot, Hotel Juliet, Gene and Taylor's, negative and negative, over.
G4MC. Matt, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN, Harry and Candler, and I will be negative and negative tonight, Matt. Good to hear you.
Blue Ridge 2 meter net would like to welcome KO4HK X-ray, that's Patrick Penrose. Appreciate you talking by Patrick. We got W4FHJ, that's Gene in Taylor. Appreciate you talking by Gene. Then we got Harry up there in Canberra, KC4EZN. Appreciate you talking by Harry. Hope you're doing well. Additional stations, Echo through Hotel, E through H for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. You're invited to check in with WG4MC. This alphabetical route, which will take us India through Lima, I through L for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. If you would like to check in, please call WG4MC.
4MC. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I am James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Now I'll be negative and negative and say it's 73s for each one of you.
Kilowatt, Echo 4, India, Romeo, Steve, I'm in Enman, and I'm negative and negative.
4MC. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo, Charlie, 4, Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We
Quebec are home in Greer. Mark us in and out, please. Everyone have a good night. 7-3.
This is the Blue Ridge Team Internet. I'd like to welcome KK4JFO. That's James up there in Tuxedo. Appreciate you talking about, James. Yeah, K4, there was a question mark out there, but that was Steve and Evans. If you could come back. Sorry about that.
Kilowatt Echo 4, India Romeo.
I appreciate that. Sorry about that. I just couldn't get it down on paper. Appreciate that. Have a wonderful evening, Jerry. And his wife, Donna, KC4MFK. They made their home in Greer. Larry, please tell Donna we said hello. Hope you all are doing well. Right, additional station, India through Lima, I-3L for the Blue Ridge 2 Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC. The Blue Ridge 2 Internet will sign down the next house medical group, which will take us to the very patient group for this Thursday evening edition of the Blue Ridge 2 Internet. Mike through Papa, M through P for the Blue Ridge 2 Internet. If you would like to check in, please call WG4MC.
MC. Okay, Kilo Oscar 4, November Hotel. KO4NNH. My name is Fred, home with the T-Box tonight. Send for you, Matt, all the net, be negative and negative tonight.
N4NLR, November 4, nothing like radio. Name here is Jim, Juland, India Mike. Our location is here in Greenville, South Carolina. Chip in now, Matt, and good evening to you and everybody over there.
MC and Kilo Oscar 4 November Uniform Echo KO4NUE. Also, my wife KO4RYP. That's Miss Anna. We'll be both in and out tonight, Matt. Thank you for calling the net, sir.
KO4NNH, that's Mr. Fred. Moving around the Piedmont. Be careful out there on the mobile, Fred. Hope you're doing well. We have N4NLR, Jim in Greenville. Appreciate you stopping by, Jim. We got KO4NUE, Mr. Chad, and his wife, Anna. KO4RYP. Chad, please tell Anna we said hello. Hope you all are doing well in Campobello. Blue Ridge 2 Internet, you're invited to check in with WG4MC. See, with the Blue Ridge 2 Internet, we've been through that alphabet once, so now it's open up to that big group, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2 Internet,
WG4MC. Good evening, Matt. Thanks for calling the net tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Julio Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
Please check in Kilo 4 Golf Sierra Charlie, K4GSC, Patrick in Marietta, and I'll be negative and negative.
G4MC.
Julia 4 Whiskey, Zulu Mike, Daniel, Traveler Dress, negative and negative. Good morning, Jimmy. I'd like to welcome W4DJW David Greer, K4GSC, that's Patrick in Marietta, appreciate you stopping by. And then we have Daniel in Traveler's Rest, KJ4WZM. Appreciate everybody checking in. Additional stations, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge Team Internet, please call WG4MC or Net Control. See the Blue Ridge Team Internet. We will now go ahead and secure the full portion of the net. We thought thanks for everyone checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We don't have anybody signed up for Rad Chew, so we'll go round and round and check in, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. Or if anybody would like to do Rad Chew, please call WG4MC or Net Control. See, the Blue Ridge Team Internet, that long pause usually means we have everybody for this evening, so I'll go ahead and send the net report. For MC, now secure the Blue Ridge Team Internet with our thanks for open checking in. We will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 7-3, good night and good luck. WG4MC clear.
For JBQ KO4NUE. For JBQ KO4NUE.
UE, KK4JBQ.
Gee, what's going on, young man?
I've spent the day a bachelor. Donna has some friends come in from New York out of town. They spent the day, she and her college friend was shopping all day, and her husband was golfing all day, and I just spent the day here. Oh, my goodness. Lots of little piddly things. How about yourself?
Today was a good day. It was clean the machines today. So, all day, you know, meticulous little chips and gunked up oil and, you know, filling oil tubes and oil tanks and, you know, that kind of day.
It was maintenance day. Yeah, you got to have that in every shop. I can relate only because, you know, some of my work experience was as a jeweler. And I was thinking today that one of my bosses, he was the owner of one of the owners of the jewelry store. He called us all mechanics. That's the first time I'd ever heard a working jeweler called a mechanic. But he explained, and I took him at his word, he explained that a jeweler is someone who knows jewels and has passed the AIG certification for gemologist and can work in the gem lab. That's a jeweler. Everybody else, whether you repair it or design it or make it or whatever you do, you're a mechanic. So he called us all mechanics. And I took that as a compliment. I didn't think bad of it at all. But I just recently reminded of that. But it sounds like it was a day to get the shop cleaned up and make it ready for, I don't know. Mr. Ray used to say, make it look like somebody lived there.
You can't have a shop too clean. You know, if it's too clean, nothing gets done. But I think things kind of got out of hand over the last couple months. So it's taken me some time to get some organization back and get the machines back up to par. So the old bridge port, I got a bridge port in there from right after World War II. I mean, it's an old machine, but it's really reliable. I mean, I've never had any issues with it. But, you know, it takes maintenance. You know, you have to tighten the gibbs up and keep oil in it. And, you know, once that's squeaking, then, you know, just constantly addressing something, but, you know, that's the way it is.
KO4NUE with KK4JBQ. Yeah, I suppose it's worthwhile to stay ahead of it if you can, I suppose, but you've been terribly busy, and so every once in a while you had to catch up with the cleanup. Yeah, I kind of miss working every day in a shop. Kind of miss that. Well, I work with some great people, just fabulous people, watchmakers and gemologists and jewelers. Yeah, they were fine folks, and some of them, you know, we shared some other things in common. One of the watchmakers was like a daddy to me. And one of the jewelers was a girl on a guitar. And we'd get together and we'd play on our instruments. I'd play a little bit of banjo and a little bit of guitar. And we didn't get a group together or anything like that. We just picked and grinned, you know. And I got along with most everybody. There was one salesperson. They were the hardest to get along with, really. One salesperson that was all full of himself. I mean, he just thought he was the best thing ever was. And he was a success. successful as a salesperson, but as a human being, I don't know. I just would rather have an ice cream. KK4JBQ.
Well, KO4 in UE, so that's what I was going to let you know was I bought some cutting oils the other day just for threads, you know, on aluminum. And it smells like peppermint. They put peppermint, kind of peppermint smell in it. And I used it one time and I threw it in the trash. I just can't. I mean, it did a good job, but I just, machine shop needs to smell like a machine shop. It don't need to smell like a piece of candy.
I'd have to agree with you. There's a characteristic smell, and it has to do with cutting oil and ozone from the welding and such as that. You ignite things without flame, and you get ozone. You know what I'm saying? You know what it smells like. Anyhow, I've been recharging the battery of my car today. Every once in a while, I put the battery charger on it. And it's been on like 7 hours now. It's only up to 75%. I think I may have killed another one. KK4JBQ.
Bar?
Not this much. It's, you know, I don't put it on a maintainer or, you know, a trickle charger or anything like that. I just let it sit there, and there's enough parasitic drain in new cars to keep their computers alive and whatnot that it pulls it down. It tested all right. When I put it on charge, it was 11.8 volts, and I thought it would charge up quicker than this. But I have probably driven that car less than 200 miles all this past year. And that's not good for
them. Live, it just, you know, we may have to put a trickle charger on it or something, Larry, to keep from buying batteries. That'd be a little bit cheaper. I mean, you can get them things for 30, 40 bucks. Just keep it, you know, keep it plugged in. But the other thing I was going to tell you is Meemaw's dying. And I'm just staying with her at night. I'll just go up there tonight and stay with her. Hospice has gotten involved, and, you know, I don't know what to say, really. It's just been a tough couple of days, you know.
You've got someone near the end of their time. It's all together, you know. I'll just say it this way. If they're a Christian, you have to be happy for them in a way. But you can't be altogether happy. You have to... You have to be sad for your loss and the loss that others around you are going to experience. Because as we know, when they're not here anymore, they're just not here. That's the reality of it. I remember the first person ever, relation, ever to die, and how I didn't understand. I was an ignorant child. I'll tell you the truth. I was an ignorant child. It's only because my parents they didn't communicate with me very much. And, I had a Christmas come one time, and it's total surprise. I didn't associate it with the fall weather or the winter weather. I didn't associate it with anything. They just kept me ignorant. And one morning, Mama woke me up, and she didn't usually do that, but she woke me up and she said, "Good morning, it's Christmas." So I got kind of used to being out of the loop and kept ignorant. But when someone died, it was one of my grandfathers. When he passed away, it was, it took a little bit to explain what that was all about. And they were not up to it. I was ignorant and I didn't know. It took a while for me to get educated on something as simple as death. And while we're speaking of it, I don't know, I'll check with you this way. Have I spoken to you about Donna's friend in Florida? Her name is Jill. I have been. Yes, Mort passed away the day before yesterday. And now she's alone. She's had... she's had one opportunity to see a little video. I think they're going through... Sanibel is kind of a restricted place, especially now. The only way to get there once upon a time was a causeway. A rather pretty one. But it was the only connection rather than a ferry boat, or other than a ferry boat. You could drive across. But now, she's had a couple opportunities to see her place. Everything is a wreck there. It's like a bombed out rubble is what it looks like. But her house looks salvageable, but she's not going to be able to take care of it. You know, she's got the rest of her life to take account of, and I just can't imagine the loss. I have never met Jill, to be clear, I've never really met her, but she's been Donna's friend for 50 years, so and this is just an extreme case of misery, I guess you might say. KK4JPQ.
Hear that. I know you was telling us a little bit about it last week, lost her home and her husband. That's gotta be unbearably tough. I can't imagine really. But have y'all made any plans, contacted them or anything?
Donna is in contact with Jill, and you know she's it's just everything in your world changes in a short period of time when with I just cannot imagine the loss, that level of loss. It's like, you know, a hurricane come through here and demolished it. I can't imagine that. Jill and Mort were together, well, more than 50 years. They met in college. I just can't imagine that. Yeah. Donna and I met, we'll celebrate 29 years. And in next year. And so we married late, in our late 40s. So, I guess you reach a milestone like that, and it's, you know, had a good life together. And he was affected by dementia. You know, that is an awful way to say goodbye to somebody. I said goodbye to, my mother had a brain tumor, and it took her speech and her recognition of your speech finally. She was incommunicative. She couldn't hold a conversation with you. And my dad had Alzheimer's really bad. He regressed to a child state. And then Donna's mother, we knew we were going to lose her shortly when she forgot who Donna was. That was awfully tough. Donna's an only child, so this is, to forget your only child is, humanity should plan to make a special, joyful celebration when they conquer that disease. Anyway, I hope Meemaw is comfortable, and she's, how do you know she's near the end?
Before NUE, she had a bad fall last week, and I think she's had a stroke either during the fall or afterwards. So she's just not eating, and just doesn't know really, you know, where she is or anything. Lost her ability to walk. So, you know, a couple of doctors have given an opinion, so we're just kind of based off their opinion. But it's just, you know, dad's worn out because, well, he's been up there trying to take care of her, and he's got some age on him, so he's wore out. So I go up and do my fair turn so he can get a break and, you know, spend a little time with her too. So just, you know, one of them things, I guess. It's just the way it is. You know, he knew nothing about it. But we did visit with her, I don't know, a month or so back. And we actually had a discussion about that. She said she was ready to go. any time he wanted to take me, I'm ready, she said. So, you know, there you go. Ain't much you can say about that, you know. 97. I mean, my goodness, things that woman's seen and lived through.
Absolutely. Yes, ma'am, I swear. Yeah, Donna's mother was a couple of months away from 99. And, yes, a great deal. And I can recall so many. In a way, I'm glad I had some time. Donna worked in Belden along the end of her mother's life, and so she was quite a distance away, and we were with her, one or the other of us was with her every day. When Donna couldn't be there, I would visit, and I had some marvelous times with her. She was quite lucid. She would tell me about her early days, about her pets, about she was raised on a dairy farm, and normally she had cats as pets, so we talked about the kitty cats. I was doing a lot of painting at the time, a fair watercolorist, and so she and I would sit and we would paint together. I would sketch something and hand her, she just put put the colors in, you know, with water and some pigments that I brought along. And, you know, you just know something's wrong when she hands it to you and says, "Gee, I didn't know you could do that. That's real nice." This is one she'd worked on now, and she'd hand it to me, and I say, "No, Mom, this you did that." No, I didn't do that. You know, and she just had spent 20 minutes, a half an hour on it herself, but quickly forgot it. But she could recall, you know, as they say, she can recall earlier times in her life. So we would talk about life on the farm, and we would talk about a lot. I really enjoyed Donna's dad. I didn't really have much of a dad. He was working all the time, and he wasn't much of a mess with the kids a lot. So I guess I enjoyed Donna's dad as much as I did my own. It's a little bit of time that I had, maybe, oh goodness, maybe only about 15, 18 years, maybe, I don't know how. Someday I'll figure that out. But it was so enjoyable. He was older, but he was interested in computers. So we would work with computers a lot. And he introduced me to amateur radio. He was my first Elmer. I've had many Elmers, but he was my first. And, well, anyway, this time in your life, the time that you and I are in, I'm a little bit older, but I might be along the end of it, and you're at the very beginning of it. It's a time when you say goodbye. Goodbye to people around you. They've been there all your life. And it's hard to let them go. It really is. And at the same time, you have to manage your own health, your own failing health. And you'll hear people talk about, you know, 3 or 4 doctor visits in a week and stuff like that. Oh, Lord, save me from that. I just want to go, you know. I just want to wink out. Donna and I have talked openly about it. I don't pull any punches. I guess because I'm insanely healthy. And that's going to break down all at once. It's going to be over quickly. That's kind of how I see it. KK4JBQ.
Yeah, I understand. All right, well, listen, I was just going to drop by for a few minutes and visit with you. But I'm gonna have to duck on out. 73's Larry. Tell Donna I said hello. And I'll talk at you later on down the log, I guess. But enjoy the conversation. It's KO4NUE. I'm clear, Larry.
I'm the one that's truly thankful that you called. It's nice to hear someone eager to talk to you, and I appreciate it a lot. I don't know if just lately you've heard me comment. Don't think I've spoken to you about this this YouTube channel that I found. A fellow who works in a machine shop and does extraordinary restorations of mechanical things. The title of his two words, the title of his channel is My Mechanics. And he restores just everyday things, but in such an extraordinary way. He'll take something in that's all rusty and beat up and of no use to anybody and completely restores it. I mean, makes it better than it was new. You would recognize a lot of the techniques he uses and a lot of the what he's doing. I just admire the work. So each one of them is not very much, less than 40 minutes. But it's he doesn't speak English very well, so there's no running commentary. It's just the cameras running. Every once in a while, he tosses up a caption when it might serve to have a few words, but no speaking and no music. you can hear the shop noises, you know. You can hear the noises of the various machines and such. I find it very relaxing to watch. Now, imagine that. Chad, you have a good night. Take good care. And I'll keep your mama in my prayers. KK4JBQ, I'm clear.
K4JBQ,
GSC, KK4JBQ.
Glad to hear you enjoy that My Mechanics channel. I watch that for hours on end. He does some more. I particularly like his vice restorations.
Well, last night I watched him take a section of railroad track and make a vice. It was a small one, you know, but he made a vice. And it's absolutely gorgeous, just something that, you know, looked like it belonged in a museum or something. Little miniature vise. Looked like any large floor vise, you know, or bench vise. Anyway, some other portion of that railroad track, he made an anvil. Just extraordinary work. KK4JBQ.
I've watched it quite a bit. It's just interesting to me to hear somebody else kind of like the same thing that I like. Larry, how you been getting along? It's been a long time since I saw you.
I haven't changed that much, I suppose. Just gotten older. And I'll keep on doing that, you know, as long as I'm allowed to. Just keep on getting older. I'm not gonna mess with you. It's not getting older and getting better. But then all of us have been through such a poor time in human history. We've all given up a lot. And the losses, I mean, it covers everything from physical things to dignity, and we've lost loved ones. This has been a tremendous time of loss. I can just... that's just how I would put it. And you find the joy where you can, don't you?
Well, Craig, the past couple of years have been pretty trying on people. But there has been some good things happened to us. For me, example, my oldest boy graduated high school, and he joined the Army, at 50 years old, I decided to go to school and get a new trade. So it's going pretty good. K4GSC.
KI4LZ, I hadn't heard Patrick in a long time. And whatever happened to your father, OOC, I ain't heard him in ages either.
KI4GSC, he's still creeping around. He lurks more than he talks, but he's still around. Best night catch him on Wednesday night when they have a swap nets. He likes to listen to that, but it's all, he's there. Good to hear from you, Andy.
Got him busted up. I coming back from Mobile earlier, and I heard Chad and Larry and him just got to where I could get on the fix station, then heard you in here. And like I said, I ain't heard you in ages for sure, and Keith, probably longer than that. Chad, if you're still in here, go ahead and pick it up. JI4LCI.
Chad has excused himself, you might say. He has other things to get on to this evening. But it's good to hear you. You're always welcome, Andy. You can just butt in anytime you want to. Yeah. I guess it has to be maybe 6 or 7 years since we sat across the table from one another. I still remember that as a good time.
Just three. While you're in here and I'm in here and thinking of you, gonna make it down there on the third Saturday of this month to that ham fest at Darwin Wright Park?
I changed jobs, and like I said, I'm going to school, and had a kid graduate, joined the Army last year, and I got another one graduating this year, so busy times. K4GSC.
Y'all had a triple, triple, double, triple, so N4DME.
I hadn't heard in a long time. Whoever's to take it, pick it up, and whenever it gets around to where you can, Larry, tell me if you're going to be down at Darwin Wright Park. Whoever's to take it, take it. JI4LZI.
Button, as they say. Make sure I got it. Got it. So, Lordy. First of all, to answer your question, Donna and I have not discussed visiting the Anderson Ham Fest. I would miss it I'll put it this way, I will miss it if I'm not there. But some pretty serious stuff is going on, and I just can't speak for my time or her time. And we've got some friends that are struggling in Florida, and we're talking about maybe helping with the struggle, and I don't know what we'll wind up doing or what time it might involve. But I'll put it this way. I have enjoyed the Anderson Ham Fest and would like to be there if I could. It's always a relaxed little ham fest that I have enjoyed. I even won a contest there once, one that they had. Totally surprised me. But anyhow, with one graduating from high school and entering into military service, wonderful thing to do along with that time in life. But you did patience, but I hadn't heard exactly what you changed to. Maybe you can fill us in.
Got a new job working as a mental health specialist, working with autistic kids. And I'm going to school, and here in about 9 months, be going into the heating and air field.
Oh, gracious. Well, that is a great thing to do. Yeah. Causes me to think of some things that I've done that are similar. I worked for a while in a school in a mental institution. This was in Michigan, and they had just decreed that everyone would have availability to an education from cradle to grave, no matter who you were. So I just happened to find myself working in a classroom situation with folks that I would never have otherwise met, that had troubles that I just had no idea. It was helpful. Very, very different kind of life that I lived and people that I knew. It takes a special kind of person to, however one is disabled or come short of a perfect human being, it just takes marvelously special people to work with them. I worked with also with some deaf children and learned how to sign. I don't think I could do it anymore, but that was earlier in life. So I've had some similar experiences. You should really enjoy that. KK4JBQ.
40, this is a change of pace, and I'm, really focusing on my school, and I'm surprised myself by how good I'm doing. I'll knock on some wood so I don't jinx myself, but I've learned a ton, and I keep on learning every week, so I cannot really complain.
I'll just step in here long enough to say somebody else pick it up.
Go ahead, Paul.
Welcome to there, Andy and Larry and all the rest of the zoo crew that's in here. I'm just tired. It's been a long day. I had to make a trip out to the big city of the new Eastern Division title holders, Atlanta Braves, for clinching the Eastern Division, I guess it was. So I didn't think they were going to do it again this year, but I guess they proved me wrong, so I guess that's a good thing. So I guess we're going to see if the Braves can get back to the World Series again. I never thought in a million years they'd make it this far without Bobby Cox, but I guess they got a pretty decent coach there. But anyway, I went to Atlanta today and seen one of my doctors and got my blood work done and all that kind of fun stuff. And I thought they might, considering the issues that I've been having at my particular age and the past and everything, and, looking at the big picture, I figured they'd do a lot more tests. I figured they even might put me in the hospital to do some of them. But they didn't, and they sent me home, and the doctor was going to refer me to another cardiologist and to get his opinion on some things and tests and all that kind of fun stuff. But anyway, that's about the size of it. It's been a long day out to Atlanta and back. And got to make a trip out on the way back to kind of beat around the traffic. Made a stop at everybody's favorite candy store out there at HRO, and got to meet one of the guys that I actually bought this TS 2000 from. I let the machine burp. And he was still there, and me and him talked about a few odds and ends about the hobby and where it's going and all that kind of fun stuff. And come to find out, the man that used to manage that particular store, he retired, they told me last year. So I hate to old Mark. Mark was a good fella and done a lot for that store and to get it where it is today from where it originally started, the way it started out. Came a long ways. But anyway, other than going to out there to Emory, to the doctor, and going to HRO and making that long trip back home and all that miserable afternoon traffic on a Thursday afternoon, I'm tired and wore out, and I'm just now sitting here playing radio and eating my supper, which is nothing but beans and cornbread. So there you go. And of course, I got to finish it off with a good glass of homemade tea. But anyway, that's about the size of my day. The next one in line, go ahead and pick it up and turn it around the table. In for a DME.
Tells the guy. Well, I got one general announcement for Yanzal and one another to you, Paul. I done asked Larry about it. I just wonder, what are you going to make it down there to the Darwin Wright Park Hamfest? And the general announcement is, they haven't given a certain timetable, but I get the feeling it'll probably be the start of the year, though, from what I've been hearing from the Anderson Radio Club. That 146.79 machine will eventually have a 127.3 tone on it all the time. Not just when it's on battery power, but all the time. And they said last month, but I get the feeling it'll be the start of the year. So I'm just letting everybody know who might work it every now and then that at some point in time you're going to have that tone on your radio to bring that repeater up. So just as a general announcement. So whoever's supposed to take it now, go ahead and take it. And I think that was Pax, KI4LZI.